You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis visited Krakow's Jesuit community on Saturday afternoon, though not on the official program of his visit to the city for World Youth Day 2016, the visit was not entirely a surprise. Indeed, calls to local Jesuit houses have become something of a regular feature of Pope Francis' apostolic journeys. One of the Jesuits on hand for the visit was the head of Vatican Radio's Polish language service, Father Leszek Jezjak. He told our special envoy in Krakow for World Youth Day 2016, Lydia O'Kane, that the meeting was more than an occasion to exchange pleasantries.
Well, it was a very nice meeting, full of good feeling, which fulfill our hearts. Pope didn't prepare any speech for us. He was very open for our ideas, for the topics which we would like to propose him to discuss. It was a kind of exchange of ideas, exchange of visions, of desires which have. We presented a little bit what we would do, what we engage in our provinces. We have two provinces in Polish, the North Pole province with in Warsaw, with the center of Warsaw, and the South Poland province here in Krakow. So we are talking about, we would like to present to the Holy Father what you do, how we do, and also we ask him what is his opinion about the high school education, about the middle level education. So we are talking different things, but there was no I don't have a feeling that the Pope wanted to teach us about something. He would like to share with us what he's thinking about many things, and also about his private life, because he told us some details of his history, of his personal life history, and he gave us a feeling that he is our brother, Jesuit brother. It was something very important and very strong during this evening meeting.
Yes, because this meeting went on even longer than scheduled, so he was in no rush to leave.
No, in the schedule, exactly. At first, it was not in the schedule, but finally, Holy Father asked the organizers of the Pope visit in Poland that he would like to meet the Jesuits, the Polish Jesuits, because very often he do it. He did it during his apostolical travels. So we received information that this meeting will be held during 15, we'll have 15 minutes. So we were more, a little bit more than 30 Jesuits. So we said, well, it's not a lot of time for sharing, for speaking. So we'll be very, we will speak very shortly. Only the main questions we'll elaborate. But finally, after half an hour, when the organizers came to our room and said, oh, Holy Father, you have to finish. He said, no, I would like to continue. So we were together quite 40 minutes. And it really, in the spirit, very familiar, very open, very very kind for us. Pope was very open, very natural. He was like a father, like a brother in Christ, really. Extremely, extremely, extremely positive experience.
Was there anything about the meeting that impressed you the most?
I saw the Pope many times in Rome. So it was for me not very something new to see the Pope. But I saw, probably the first time like that, I saw my Jesuit brother. Very strongly. It's true that before I had never been, I never took part in this kind of meeting only with the Jesuits. I celebrate with the Jesuits the Masses with the Holy Paul, Holy Father, but I have never took part in a meeting like that, very, very simple, very open, very liberal. And I feel that he's our brother in Christ. He underlined today that we have a common spirituality. We have the exercises, we have the spirituality of St. Ignatius, we have the same kind of formation. So we have, in fact, the common common sources, common bond. It was great. I saw my brother in Christ. We very often in our documents we say about the friendship of Christ. The Jesuits, they have a friendship. They are the friends in Christ. So I think that this kind of expression was very present during this meeting today. So it was very touched. I was very, very touched of that. It was something very, very, very special.
That was the head of Vatican Radio's Polish language service, a Jesuit Father Leszek Jeziak. He was speaking with Lydia O'Kane.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.